Last year, a Seattle business owner named Dan Price slashed his own $1 million salary to pay all his employees $70,000 a year. The CEO of Gravity Payments, Dan Price, was hailed as a folk hero. But the story didn't quite end there. Price's brother, the co-owner of the business, sued him for fraud. Price's ex-wife accused him of physical abuse. Writer Stephen Roderick spent 3 weeks with Dan Price while Price was battling his brother in court. Roderick's profile came out in Esquire magazine with a subtitle asking whether Dan Price is a sinner or a savior. Roderick said he was wary about even writing this profile because Dan Price himself pitched it.
It was one of those things that it's like you almost wondered if there was going to be a hidden camera that was going to come out or something because, you know, there had been a Bloomberg Business Week story about him probably about 6 months before that. That was not very flattering. And here he was inviting me to come to a trial where he was being sued by his brother, where, as in most trials, a lot of unflattering information was going to come out. So it was really, yeah, I mean, I think that was really what intrigued me, is that here's a guy who either incredibly narcissistic or had some kind of death wish media-wise. And, you know, anytime you meet someone who's that, at least in my line of work, who's that fascinating and seems willing to let you just become part of his life for the 3 weeks of the trial, I kind of jumped at it.
You quoted a former employee as saying, Dan won't care what you write about him just as long as you write about him. Did you actually get that sense from Dan Price?
You know, it's funny. In the immediate aftermath, I think he was sad about the story and wondered if that was really how I saw him. But if any of your listeners follow him on social media, he's tried to spin it in the public eye into this, I learned so much from this guy and from this experience. So even in a situation like this, he's trying to turn lemons into lemonade.
Let's talk about some of those lemons. One of the complicating events was the lawsuit that his brother, Lucas Price, filed. Lucas owned a third of Gravity Payments and sued Dan for not including him in business decisions, including the decision to bump everybody up to $70,000 a year. Also, there's the claim by Dan Price's ex-wife. Did you learn the truth?
No, I mean, that's, you know, as a journalist, this is, you know, this is really, really difficult. And for your listeners who might not know, his ex-wife gave a version of a TED Talk which was about writing about trauma. And one of the things she mentioned was that she had been assaulted by her husband and been waterboarded by her husband. She's only been married once, so that only left Dan as the person being accused by that. But Christy, his ex-wife, never filed any charges and has not done any interviews and would not talk to me on the record. So, it's a really dicey issue because you want to be respectful to someone's claims and also respectful to someone who says it didn't happen and that there's been no charges filed.
Dan Price has gotten Jesus comparisons with what might be an act of selfless charity, and he's got the Kenny Loggins version of Jesus long hair looks. And he has a religious upbringing. How do you think that played in?
I think it played in a lot. I mean, one of the things he told me is he grew up in an evangelical Christian family where he and his brothers and sister and mother and father got up and read from the Bible an hour and a half at daybreak. And one of the things he told me, we were having a hike through Discovery Park, he said, you know, I always thought I was going to live forever as my religion teaches me. And as I fell away from my religion, I realized maybe I'm not going to, and whatever mark I'm going to make, I'm going to have to make here on earth.
Every good profiler includes memorable anecdotes, and there are a few. Employees buying him a new Tesla, but with a strange air about that whole thing. Then there's the anecdote of him hanging out with Tyra Banks, the next top model host. They're eating fried chicken in her hotel room. It's a good anecdote. What does that add up to for you?
I think it adds up to the fact that, you know, and Dan, you know, some of the stuff that didn't make in the story, he's very interested in becoming, you know, on a reality television show like Shark Tank or one of those Trump-like shows, is that, you know, working for Gravity Payments, which is a credit card processing company, which is not the most sexy business, is not his end-all and be-all. I think he wants to be like an Elon Musk or somebody who, you know, goes and speaks before 1,000 people and they pay him $50,000 and he runs on stage and they all cheer. I think that is a huge component, and I think meeting someone like Tyra Banks and just kind of basking in her fame glory, I think excited him.
We started this conversation, Stephen Roderick, with you wondering, what does he want from me? What did you decide he wanted from you?
I think, you know, as some people I talked to said, no matter what you write, he's going to be happy because you're just talking about him, whether it's good or bad. And I think in the end, he has an insatiable need for people to hear his story and for him to tell his story. You know, his father was a traveling salesman for years, and in some ways, Dan is a salesman.
Well, to some extent, we're all salesmen. We're social animals.
Oh,
you know, look at Facebook, right? So,
yeah, and the thing I would say about that is, you know, the con man was trying to out con the con man, if you know what I mean. You know, Dan thought that he could put one over on me and that I would just be incredibly sympathetic to his take. And I, you know, whatever people think of my work is, I don't really fall for that. And, you know, at certain points when I was seeing him try to pull my puppet strings and, you know, read all these stories about me and knew more about me than maybe my mom knows about my professional career, I could tell that he was, you know, trying to subtly move me into a certain place, and I just wouldn't go to that place. And I think that's, you know, I wrote what I saw.
And you concluded your, I know headlines are what they are, but you included in the subtitle Sinner or Savior, so let's address that. Where does he fall?
Boy, that's why those headlines are written with a question mark.
Yes.
I think deep down, he has Dan Price has the possibility to do a lot of good in this world. To do that, he has to become more concerned with doing good just for good's sake rather than the glamour, fame, and social media hits that it's going to bring him. So I think, you know, he's 32, maybe 33. He still has plenty of time to learn that, but right now he's a work in progress.
Well, this brings me to my main question for you then, Stephen. Dan Price's employees are making a lot more money than they were before in a very expensive city. Why does it matter if Dan Price may do good for reasons other than good's sake? What does it matter if Dan Price is competitive or self-interested?
Well, I think that's a very good question, but it's a question of honesty also. I mean, one of the things that came out of the trial, as Dan liked to put it, was that there was a series of overstatements that he had made in terms of what his company was worth when it was being evaluated. He took a Miss Pakistan to the Philippines on the company credit card. So it's not just that he did these good things, but the way he did them and the way he might have taken advantage of his brother suggests a darker side that, you know, it's like a politician who might support the things that you believe in, but if they're doing it in a kind of, you know, dark way, then you have to ask, well, is the good that they're achieving worth the corners they're cutting?
Is it?
You know, in Dan's case, I think his 120 employees would say yes. I think it's a complex issue that it's up to the readers to read what I saw and come to their own conclusion.
So you can come to your own conclusion because we're tweeting out a link to Stephen Roderick's profile of Gravity Payments CEO Dan Price, now at KUOW. He's the Seattle business owner who got world attention for raising his workers' salaries to a minimum of $70,000 a year.